The European Union outlined a plan for a limited reopening today. It suggests countries with similar coronavirus infection rates relax restrictions on cross-border travel. Part of the goal is to salvage the summer tourist season, but the plan is just a suggestion. Countries will be deciding what to do for themselves. And like with the states here, regional groupings are setting the pace, including what's been dubbed the Baltic bubble. The world's Indra Ekmanis joins me for more. So what countries are we talking about, Indra, and how are they coping with COVID-19 right now?
Right. So the Baltic countries are Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. They're up in the northeast corner of the European Union, right across from Sweden and Finland on the Baltic Sea. And together they have a population of about 6 million. And they've actually had quite a lot of success dealing with the pandemic. The Latvian Minister of Health, Ilze Vinkele, even had the chance to guest DJ a quarantine disco last week to lighten the mood.
Wow, Latvia's Minister of Health sounds pretty hip.
Yeah, she does. But in all seriousness, yeah, the Baltic countries have taken a pretty proactive approach to the pandemic. They issued emergency measures early on before anyone had died of the disease. They've been testing pretty aggressively. And in large part, experts and scientists rather than politicians have kind of been the guiding force. Estonia did have a pretty big outbreak on one of its islands, Saaremaa, which is now kind of being referred to as Corona Island. But Estonia and Lithuania have seen between 1,500 and 1,700 cases and around 60 deaths each. In Latvia, it's less than 1,000 cases and just 19 deaths. And they were also able to manage without a hard lockdown. So businesses could stay open if they could maintain social distancing and other precautions. And people took it pretty seriously.
So, Indra, what is this bubble of Baltic states proposing to do now in terms of opening up?
So starting on Friday, the countries are going to open their borders for free travel within the Baltics. That means people can hop in their car in Tallinn and drive the 4 hours down to Riga in Latvia or down to Vilnius in Lithuania. But anyone coming from outside of the three countries will still have to go through a two-week quarantine period. But opening up travel is a big step in the return to normal, their prime ministers say. And, you know, the Baltic countries have a lot of shared history and common interests. So they've traditionally had a pretty strong regional sense of cooperation.
Yeah, so open to each other, but keeping others out. I guess that's why they call this the bubble, the Baltic bubble. The Baltics also have this reputation for innovation. Would you say this is part of that tradition, Indra?
Definitely. You know, Estonia is a hyper-digital society. We're connecting on Skype, Marco, and that was partially developed in Estonia.
Right.
And the country has also kind of pioneered a digital way of approaching its problems. It hosted a coronavirus hackathon to come up with some creative solutions. Lithuania turned its airport into a drive-in movie theater, and the capital is kind of turning into this open-air cafe so people can visit their favorite restaurants while still keeping their distance. And of course, online quarantine discos in Latvia. So they've definitely been taking on this crisis in inventive ways. And that's pretty characteristic of the Baltics.
Yeah, continuing the innovation even through the pandemic. The world's Indra Ekmanis. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.